Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Nurses are often the unsung heroes of a doctor's office or hospital, and most of the time we see them more than our physicians. York College's Dr. Lisa Ruth Saad discusses the preliminary certifications nurses need before entering a program.
Students come to nursing school with CPR certification so they know how to respond as a first responder. Initially, stabilization of the airway is necessary to maintain sufficient ventilation prior to moving on to cardiac interventions. Representative Gifford's airway was compromised due to the accumulation of blood. The first responder acted appropriately by clearing the airway so she could breathe. Baccalaureate nursing education programs are built upon core general education courses and many science requirements which foster critical thinking. Clear, concise communication skills are emphasized throughout nursing education. Nurses are taught to therapeutically communicate and rapidly identify significant versus insignificant patient findings and relay that information to the interdisciplinary team. Nursing education is experiential, where the student is actively engaged in the learning process and constantly presented with real-life hands-on experiences in clinical settings or in simulation laboratories using human patient simulators. Recognizing that in the United States, the leading cause of death in persons under the age of 45 is trauma, student nurses must be aware of basic principles of trauma resuscitation. With this experiential education, rooted in scientific knowledge, nurses are able to respond calmly to traumatic and chaotic events with a priority-oriented approach.
That was York College's Dr. Lisa Ruth Saad. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
And I will try to fix you.